BOE 2024 back in session. First one on today's docket is BOE 36, which is Trisons Holdings. Is that you, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any one but this one?
I have two.
Do you have 417 LLC?
Correct.
Okay, so that's BOE 37 as well. Yeah, come on up.
Copies that I have of some of what I'm going to explain. Do you want them? This is a piece of property that we own off of Harp Lane that the valuation has gone up, and my little card doesn't really explain the appraised value for 2024. It just says 65,950 and 21,100. I don't know which one's which.
Okay.
I don't know if you can enlighten me on that and tell me which one's land and which one's...
Steve, am I to assume you haven't talked to the assessor prior to today?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to go ahead and let the assessor go and explain whatever the deal is and then tell us what you want to do, or do you need to
It'd
tell
be a
us
little that? Helpful for me to just explain it correctly.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I mean, if we knew that answer, that would help me explain it correctly.
Yeah, if you don't need it, go ahead and do what you
need. Yeah, so here's a breakdown of the structure, and then the land would be the remaining. So here's the total value, square foot prices here, 1227. Here's the square footage. And then the land is going to be...
So how does that...
So the key reason is the building was never on the tax roll to begin with. We were going through the assessments. We found out whole building's missing. It was out of there.
So the 66,000 on this is what part of this 44,000?
44 is the building, and then the remainder is going to be the land itself.
So it's 66 the total?
Yes. Can you pull that up?
I don't understand how the card works a little bit.
No, that's fine, and that's why we're trying to do this.
Give us a second, we'll pull it up, and it'll...
Well, if you look on the card, it's the 66, the 44, plus the 21.
Yeah, so the 21, let's see here. So the previous year, 2023, was... we were in at ag at 2,000, and... 240, so it was land only, and then it jumped. The reason it jumped, it included the new structure, and then the ag was taken off. So your total is commercial 65,950 appraised, and then the assessed value is 21,100.
So it's land and building is the 65.
Land and building.
Okay.
And the building is at 40,417, and the remainder would be the land. The land is in at 25 cents a square foot, which is comparable to...
And from what the assessor is saying, that they just missed the building, I guess.
Yeah, it was built like the year before.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just a pole barn. But if that's the value, then I don't really have a problem with this one.
Okay, and that's which one?
That's what I gave you.
Trisons?
Yeah, Trisons Holdings.
Okay. So as to Trisons, you're okay with us just denying a change in valuation?
Sure.
Okay. As to BOE number 36, make a motion to deny a change in valuation and leave at 65,950. Is there a second? There's a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion denied. BOE number 37, that's 417 LLC.
Correct. So I have a similar question, and I believe my office asked some questions of this, and I didn't get clear answers, but it shows the total project $13,555,805,
$433,000
for land.
I think it's 1.3. We're pulling it up here.
Yeah, $1,355,000.
Yeah, and the structure's in at, let's see here.
Here you go.
property is this?
So structure's in at 1.27 million. The land is in at 85,160. It's at the commercial rate, 32%.
Okay.
It includes the structures.
So the assessed on the bottom is just the at the point whatever percent, the 32% or whatever.
It's
the second number.
The 32%, yeah, that's going to be the assessed value of $433,860, and then that'll get multiplied times the levy, whatever the levy is in that
right.
section.
This is the copy of all the information I have.
Are there are there three copies here? I guess.
Yeah. So the the first question becomes land value. I did neighboring lots. They're like 10,000 an acre in Cross Creek. The commercial ones are 10,000. Some that are labeled as commercial in there are actually being paid as residential for a couple thousand an acre. So the land value is the one thing. Then I attached basically some examples of our neighboring properties with similar features and what their average square footage was. Which was $10.42 a square foot. And then I attached some similar types just around town. They averaged $12.87. I did find one at over $30 a square foot.
Is that for land or structure?
That's for the structure.
Structure, okay.
Yeah. And then on the I gave you a cost of what it cost to build the project.
Okay. Did you give us that cost?
Yeah,
before?
I think. What?
Before we came here today for this.
I don't think they did.
You didn't give us a cost.
I don't know what they gave you exactly. Quite frankly, the lady in our office that was putting stuff together on the Friday of the deadline did a lot different than what we had agreed to on Thursday, and. So what I was given day before yesterday confused me, so I don't know what you got because she didn't know what she gave you.
Okay, I could interject, whenever something comes in and it's built, if you come to me and say this is what it costs us to build it, obviously I'm supposed to be at the actual cash value or less, and in Taney County, you know we are less. And so if I know that value is different, then I work with you to make sure that we're correct.
Would it be beneficial in this particular case, since you now have that material and we now have a Monday time, do you want to look at it between now and Monday? Would it do any benefit?
I can't be here Monday.
That's fine. I can call you if you want, Steve, or we can just make a decision or something. But I just was wondering, I mean, if we can do it right now, that's fine. I mean, we're here all day, but...
I mean,
I just was hoping that... If you've given her actual numbers now, then they might be able to just agree to it, and we'd go on.
Right.
So one question for you. Was any of the work self-performed, or was it all?
We did the dirt work.
Okay.
That's the
only
what.
Typically, we don't count that.
So. Right. We did all the dirt work, so that's what's.
So everything else is vendors.
Yeah, all the stuff that's in here is vendors. There's okay. Probably a few things from us in there, but, I don't. Because I noticed there's... five tickets that total $150,000 or better. I
will say on this one of the things that majors go up a little more than some of the other ones that we've been doing recently has been the concrete wall that we have to include, reinforced concrete wall that functions as a wall as opposed to metal. So that did drive up the cost a little bit. So just an FYI. But we'll take a look at it, and then we're available whenever to...
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be later today, or do you think it's going to be something that's going to be Monday? Yes.
Well, Dan is only in here for these two, for you, Steve, because he actually worked on this himself. And so if you want to go today with him.
Yeah, we can go look at
right
it.
Now, and
I'm fine.
We can always come back here if you want. If you have
okay,
money.
we'll just table it for the moment, and yeah.
As far as the land goes, are you okay with the land? Land's in at 50 cents. It's pretty
How much
consistent.
Is that total? That's 20,000 an acre, so it's, I mean, it's probably not far off, but it's a little high.
Okay.
When corner lots on Cross Creek are $10,000 an acre, and they're zoned exactly the same, and they've got turn lanes and frontage and perfectly flat lots.
Yeah, well, maybe we can take a look at some of
that. Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you do all that?
Okay.
Just table it for a moment. Okay.
Just take that whole pile and go with
them. Okay. I filed mine around.
Do you want this these materials back
right
now for the moment? Okay. All right.
Do you want him to come in after, or do you want?
Yeah, just let us let Susan know when you're ready to take it back up if you can.
Meet before you meet.
No, you guys go over it because you can both are in the know on that particular one. So there you go.
All right. Now we have are there any stuck in between any of these, or are they pretty much straight? No, 39 through, it looks like 100 and
so if Empire goes through to page
30 175 39 to number BOE 39 to 175, it looks like to me.
178. They're not in order.
Oh, they aren't?
Mm-mm. I see 178 is the highest number I've seen.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nothing stuck in between the other ones is what I want to make sure of in all these pages. I just want to make sure I'm not. I can go in through and individually list each one, I guess, on the record if that's what you need me to do. For a few minutes.
You can just say BOE number two.
I'll identify it on the record the best I can without having to go through each number, I guess. I'll just. Okay. In that way, we'll. Okay. But she was going to be here, I think, in person at 10:15. Let me ask Matt if he wants to try to take it up now or if he wants to.
The last one is 178.
Hmm?
The last one is 178. That is correct.
That's what I saw.
Is it an Empire rep or isn't it a new company?
Matt Landwehr.
Hey, Matt. This is David Akers, Taney County BOE. We're early, but it's my understanding that you are also had some car issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do, Mr. Akers. Yeah. I apologize.
No, you're all fine.
Of being there to see you guys in person, but I'm now driving on a semi-flat tire trying to get to a tire shop. So it goes.
Okay. Do you have any objection? We have some time now. I mean, we could start to take. I mean, your client isn't here. We can wait until 10:15 if you want your client sitting here, or we could try and. Well, I don't know if we can do that from here. I don't know if we can put the client on as well.
I honestly, Mr. Akers, I appreciate that accommodation, and I apologize for being the wrench in the plans today, but I think it's probably not advisable for me to try to do this now. I'm on 44
sure.
driving on a run flat tire that's going 50 miles an hour with my flashers on, and I probably shouldn't distract it right now. So maybe we gotta stick with the.
All right. Well, not a problem.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. We'll try to take up some other ones. We just didn't know if it would be a good time to do it. All right. I'll. Do you need it to be later than 10:15 at this point?
No, I think 10:15 will be fine because I'll be at the tire shop and they'll be doing their thing and I'll be